J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings is back in the spotlight. A musical version of the famous saga is now on stage in Toronto.
Precious! No!
The score was co-composed by Bollywood's A.R. Rahman and the Finnish musical group Vartina. Vartina's three female singers and six male acoustic musicians have been together for more than 20 years. The group recently released their 10th recording, called Mieiro. Their lyrics are rooted in ancient poems from the Karelia region of Finland. Their vocals draw from the region's traditions of women's voices, and their music incorporates some exotic instruments, the bouzouki, the nickel harpa, and the gitaleli. The result sounds like mysterious incantations from an ancient tribe. Last week, I spoke with vocalist Mari Kasinen and musician Janne Lapalainen from the CBC Studios in Toronto. Mari explained the folk traditions associated with their music and why they emphasize female vocalists.
Our roots are based on Karelian tradition, and we started 23 years ago, and we have been doing that so long. And nowadays you can hear in our music something more that Karelian thing. There's influences from everywhere from the world. And in singing we are using harmonies from Bulgarian and our own head.
Tell me more about the Karelian tradition.
Women were singing a lot, very much, about their feelings and very many lullabies and every kind of song. And men were playing, and they were drinking and hunting and playing. There's some kind of meter called runolaulumetri, and it's, Janne, how can I say, 5-4, or what's that?
Yeah, 5-4.
And we are using that in those runo songs, like Vaaka vanha Väinämöinen, Vaaka vanha Väinämöinen. That's one example.
And Janne, what instruments do you play?
Bouzouki and different wind instruments.
So this idea of the men going out and hunting and drinking while the women stay home, you know, playing lullaby. How does that fit with you as a musician?
I think Mari is a little bit exaggerating about this thing because there has been really famous runo singers who were male. I think the most famous are male, actually.
No. Maybe there's, yeah. There's also men were singing also, yeah. And in that Miero CD, our fiddle player Lassi, who is man, is also singing.
Nouse päivä ylemmäksi eo, nosta päivä hämärän yön eteen. Etähällä minun teemoni kantahalla kantajani.
I have to ask you about the lyrics, and Mari, since you mentioned lullabies, the first song on the CD, Reino, or Anathema, you give English translations. Boy, this sounds like a spell straight out of Shakespeare. I throw off sparks, I tear from my tongue words as twisted as tree roots, I poke the fire of hatred with my words. By the end of the song, you're calling whoever you're speaking to a pathetic worm. What is this?
It's quite bad. It sounds bad. And we are not witches. It sounds that, but it is a spell.
Vihasi, tuikkaan sanalla tulta, viskoon vihasi.
I get influences from Kalevala when I did that with Johanna, our another singer, and it's a spell, and we are quite angry in that song.
Kalevala, tell us more about that.
That's our national epic. It's a collection of basically old poems and stories, and there was one guy who collected all the material and then kind of bringing all those stories together.
So, Mari, when you are writing, how much of the old poem saga do you keep, and how do you make it your own?
Sometimes I just saw one word or one line. Sometimes I have a big story like Matalena, and then I do my own version of that.
The story Matalena, pretty.
It's quite bad.
It's very sad.
I know. Sad and bad, yeah. There's a Matalena, young woman called Matalena, and she has a 3-boy son. And one he...
cast into the fire.
Yes, cast into fire, and one he...
drowns.
And the third one...
he's buried.
Yeah.
So essentially this young woman kills her kids.
Yes, she was
very desperate. That's the story.
That's the story.
Matalena, neito nuori.
There's many sad stories in Kalevala also. I don't know those why, but... yeah.
But that's great thing. You don't know why, so you start thinking yourself. It's affecting your imagination.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing. If you explain everything ready for you in a story, it isn't that interesting anymore.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the recording, however, the music is, you know, very bright sometimes. And really, unless you go... and look at the translations, you wouldn't know that some of these lyrics are very dark and very disturbing.
Well, maybe we've been working really hard for Lord of the Rings and stuff, so there might be some hidden emotions that we have to let out, and sometimes it can sound really dark.
Yeah, and that Lord of the Rings world was quite dark, so maybe that's why our Miera CD is also a little bit dark.
Well, this is the 10th one, and you've been together for more than 20 years. Does it get any easier, or is it very difficult to say, okay, how do we get to the creative next step?
Well, that's a funny thing, because I think you would imagine that it's going to get harder because you have used all the ideas. Mm. But it isn't that, because, for example, working on the Lord of the Rings, we have heard so much more new music and found different ways how to do it. So... I think our musical world is just expanding all the time.
What are some of the unique instruments that you do use?
We are using jouhikko, which is a very old Finnish instrument with the 3 strings.
And also we've been using nyckelharpa, which is a Swedish keyed fiddle.
And also we are using kantele, which is a Finnish national instrument, also string instrument.
Are you always trying to incorporate new instruments or new instrumentation into your music as well?
Well, if it happens naturally, we are not trying to force anything. We are not trying to buy an instrument and then, I have to play this on the album no matter what. Because I think the idea of using different instruments, it's more that you have a song and then you think what the song needs in order to express what it has to express. Instruments are like different colors in music, and you have to find the right colors to paint the painting you want to paint.
Janne Lapalainen and Mari Kasanen of the Finnish group Vartina joined us last week from the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Their new CD is called Miero. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.